You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think what he's done, and you know, it was really impressive. He's had a great year, great last couple months. And as we think about our bench, as we think about roles going forward, I do think that you want those guys to play every day. You want those guys to develop. You don't want to have a top prospect sitting on your bench from May 15th on, but at the same time, that calculus can change a little bit as you go deeper in the season.
Why, you ask, are we talking about the trade deadline at 11:45? Because halftime already passed. This is a short show. We're getting you ready for Cubs baseball here in Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and it's the day after the trade deadline, so we have to talk about it more. I was Jed Hoyer talking about Owen Casey, and we bring that up because there wasn't exactly a communicated sense of urgency out of the Cubs' moves. And, Craig Counsell, Marshall, talked about Owen Casey and his last media availability.
Oh, I remember as far as who could be the... I mean, coin flip is still... I guess
outfield depth versus who was coming up if they're not traded versus coin flip.
John Birdie, don't forget, he was the first immediate outfielder, and then, if John Birdie can't go, well, then it's coin flip.
John Birdie's also my backup set of headphones.
Yes. It's
basically, whatever backup you need on this team, John Birdie was the answer prior to the trade deadline
John
yesterday.
Birdie's got you back. That's the lesson I took away from Craig Counsell overall. But now you've got a guy and a utility guy, and Moises Ballesteros sent down as part of all the transactions, which brought in new players for the Cubs. And you're wondering, are we good? Is Owen Casey gonna get come up and get playing time? I don't understand what the roadmap looks like now that the trade deadline has passed as far as how this roster is going to look heading into September.
Right. And then you also said, okay, once you see the Cubs moves, you weren't necessarily thinking these are not necessarily win now moves. They aren't necessary. They are help you win moves, but it wasn't, say, the statement that we saw Seattle make to try to get Eugenio Suarez for what some argue is 2 months. I would say those 2 months are really hot. But the point being, it wasn't the same kind of communication as far as what they absolutely needed. And then also, when you're keeping your prospects, what do you plan to do with those later? Because we know you only have this 1 year guaranteed of your rental in Kyle Tucker. So, all of that said, Danny Parkins, of course, hosted the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon for the last 24 hours prior to our show. And Jed Hoyer appeared. So Parkins asked Jed about that uncertainty and this whole concept of, well, why are you keeping some dudes when you rented the big one?
There's this whole thing on Kyle Tucker. Are we going to sign Kyle Tucker? Are they going to sign Kyle Tucker? And he's got this thing that's so valuable, lefty slug. And then you got this guy in Owen Casey who's got this thing that's so valuable in lefty slug. Is that at all connected that you don't know that if Kyle Tucker will be here long term, so you can't put Owen Casey in a trade?
Well, certainly, I think Owen's a really good player, and he's had a great year, and that we think he's going to be a really bright part of our future. And I think that he also can be part of a bright future that involves Kyle Tucker as well. So They're somewhat connected in a way, because I think it's hard to find left-handed slug, and you know, he's really performed well, and he's still really young. He's a great kid, but it isn't as if we can't have both. And I think that's a great thing. I think it's, you know, when I look around baseball, there's so many teams I think struggle, you know, with their position playing group. And I think we have a really envious group of position players, and that's really, you know, fueled a lot of our success this year is that we play really good defense. We have a great approach to the plate. We have a good offense. We run the bases well. And I think that's something that we want to continue.
Well, 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 how the turntables.
What's tabled or turned or table turned or turntabled in that? What did you see there? What did you hear there? Because you didn't see anything besides the screen in front of you.
I think you're hearing a message being sent as far as the approach being a longer term outlook than what we may have initially thought. You?
Kyle Tucker's coming back? I didn't hear that, unfortunately.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's what I know. Until that contract is actually signed, I don't know where he's going. It is like that for me. I have no indication that guy wants to be in X, Y, or Z place. And if I can make $600 million, which is what Jim Bowden thinks he could make, not telling anybody where I'm going either.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't believe Jim Bowden. I disagree with Jim Bowden.
Do the Mets believe Jim Bowden? Do the Yankees? Like, that's my concern with him, is there's probably a team who does think that. So I don't assume a thing.
The Giants.
There's a market there.
It's a very short list, but it's a curious short list.
All you need is one.
In this case, the Cubs are hoping they are that one. That's the whole point.
So Jeff Passan was also on. He, of course, the noted ESPN baseball insider. The man who, as he puts on Twitter, bombs atomically because he is that good at his information and his comebacks. And he was more optimistic than I think a lot of people are when it comes to the likelihood of Kyle Tucker staying here.
What's the price tag going to be for Kyle Tucker?
I think the over-under is $450 million.
Would you put the Cubs as the favorite?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. All right.
They see what he's done. But I'll tell you what, guys. Owen Casey's still sitting at AAA right now, and he would look pretty good in right field.
Jed told us earlier, he's like, "There's no reason we can't have both Owen Casey and Kyle Tucker." So I was like, "Cause Lefty Slug is a valuable."
And Pete Crow Armstrong, Andy in half, and Seiya Suzuki. The reason is because you don't have enough positions on the field for them.
Moises Ballesteros, don't leave him out of the party either.
Well, that's why Cubs fans are disappointed. It felt like there was a room to deal from a surplus to go win this World Series.
Yeah. I think that's a totally fair argument, and if the Cubs and the Red Sox similarly can be accused of anything, it's being a little too conservative at this deadline. But man, paying prices at the deadline, it's a really hard thing for teams that try to make good decisions to do, because deadlines are irrational and they create irrational behavior. But I'll say this, this year it wasn't the case, but the Dodgers have been very irrational at deadlines before, and sure worked out well for them.
That last line says it all, right? That's the thing that Cubs fans are left with.
I'm still dying laughing at Grody saying Moises Ballesteros, who got sent down today.
Yeah, man.
It was perfect. It was perfection.
Also, he was talking about all outfielders and then brought up Mo Baller because he's not playing out.
That was 815 earlier.
It was perfection.
Layla, 815 on the text line earlier. Good enough to not be traded. Not good enough to be on your actual team as you make a push for the playoffs.
And 630 says, well, I'm more confused than ever. That is a part of it for me. But either way, you can't have the situation happen again where you decide to free up money from, say, Cody Bellinger, and then you want to spend it, but you haven't definitively spent it. Yes.
I could see the Seiya Suzuki thing happening to, like, Cody Bellinger did last year. I could see that. Going into the last year of his contract, move him. Now you got more room. Now there is a position for people to play.
But who are you replacing that offense with? Because prior to
Owen Casey,
the All-Star break, he was leading Major League Baseball in RBI.
Owen Casey.
And therein lies the rub. We have more to come here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. I still want to get into what the White Sox did at the trade deadline.
As do I.
Or did not. Five on it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.